my director is here now. Just one moment.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Good. How are you, director?
I cannot complain. It is, it's already Tuesday this week. Jeez, the week's going by already. So, we're running Reflections Professional Window Cleaning. Is that correct?
That's correct. Well, yep, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long have you had this business?
I've been in business now, I think, 7 years.
Nice. Have you ever looked into getting onto Google and, like, growing your presence there?
I was on there before, and, I mean, it didn't really make a difference. That's why I never really got back into it.
Hmm. In what way did it not, like, do you just kind of, like, threw up a profile on Google? What do you mean, like, you were on Google? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I used to be in your top three on search results for window cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it didn't really bring in much business. I had to still do other promoting, and I got more hits off of my other promoting than I did off of Google.
Huh. Because, you know, when you do Google right, it does work. 93% of the time, people go, Andrew, to Google over anywhere else when they're looking for a business. That's why Google is the biggest company in the world, right? They didn't get there by accident. They got there because they had the platform where everybody Googles, right, when they're looking for a business. It's just utilizing it correctly, and most businesses don't use Google correctly, right? And probably since you've done it, new products are now out that I can talk to you about that can really help you, like I said, take your business to the next level, right? I actually have a pest control guy I always talk about with my clients. He's been with me for a year. He started with one van, and now I have him out to 13 vans because of the ads I'm running on Google for him. So, and I have some clients that spend $40,000 a month with me. So there's definitely room to grow on Google and actually get the results you're looking for. But like I said, you have to have a healthy budget, and you have to be able to, you know, tap into the right resources on Google so that, you know, you are getting the exposure that you're looking for. Okay. Now, do you do pressure washing, right, and window cleaning, correct?
Correct. And solar panel cleaning and gutter cleaning.
Okay. So you do it all. That's good. That's really good. Okay. And then do you have general liability insurance for the business?
I wouldn't be on there if I didn't.
Okay. Some people don't. You'd be surprised. So, okay. And then let me see. And you set up an LLC for the business as well, correct?
7 years ago.
Yep. Gotcha. And you're like, yep, got to pay it every year too. Okay. So, and last question, Andrew, and this is going to be an important question. No felonies over the last 7 years now, correct?
None, my friend.
Okay. Good. Got to ask these questions.
Not even a speeding ticket.
There you go. I'm the same way. I haven't had a speeding ticket in a long time either. So, I hear you. Okay. Three ways to help your business grow, okay? First way is getting your business to show up, right, on the first page of Google within a 25-mile radius in the Santa Fe region, okay? We call that the map section, so known as the business section on the first page of Google, right? All the keywords that relate to your business, right? That's the first way. That's called organic SEO, okay? That's the most important and definitely the most influential way to get solid leads and still keeping it cost economical. The second way, Andrew, that I help your business grow is, let's say somebody doesn't call you from Google, but they see you on Google. Well, how do we get back in front of them? How do we get them to call you? Okay. Well, we actually have a very unique way of doing that. What we do is we'll connect Google and Facebook together. Okay. So let's say Nancy in your area types in window cleaner. Okay. She lives in Santa Fe, but she doesn't call you from Google. Well, anytime Nancy decides to log on to Facebook, she's going to see an ad coming from your business reflections, right? Basically motivating and enticing her to want to call you from Facebook as well. It's called a retargeting ad, okay? So it's a great way to obviously get those extra onesie, twosie phone calls every single month, right? But we don't spend a crazy amount of money either because we're not trying to just blow money all over the sun, okay? But that technique does work. We've been doing that technique alone for 13 years now, just that concept of the Facebook ads, okay? And then the third way that I can help your business grow is I actually have a pay-per-lead program with Google where you show up at the very tippy top of Google that I can bring to the table to you, okay? What's great about the pay-per-leads with Google, Andrew, is those leads aren't like Angie's or Yelp where they're shared with everybody else, right? Those leads are actually exclusive leads, okay? It does take time to get set up. That's why I was asking you questions. Do you have the liability insurance, right? Do you have no felonies, right? Because Google's going to vet you on that program. So after the 2 months go by of the vetting of you on that program, I can eventually bring that third leg to the table for you where you can start receiving those leads. Now, as I always explain it to my clients, that program is the filler, as I call it. When you need those extra leads on a week-by-week basis, you turn it on, you take it, right? But when you're too busy, obviously you're keeping it off, okay? What's good about those leads, too, is those come in the form of a phone call. And when you take the phone call, you get the ability to talk to that person, ask them a bunch of questions, right? And then during the course of that conversation, you have a decision to make. Do you want the lead or do you not want the lead? So Google gives you the ability to turn down that lead as well. Okay? Can't say that about Yelp or Angie's or anybody else out there, right? But I can say that about Google because Google is so confident in these leads that if you don't take it, fine. They don't care, right? But if you do take it, obviously they're going to charge you some money for it, okay? And on for a qualified lead, Andrew, they're going to charge $28 if you want the lead.
Okay.
Pretty neat, wouldn't you agree?
Pretty cool, yeah. So you're telling me, break it down cost-wise because you're saying I pay for 2 months of this vetting process, right? And then there, you can't even guarantee me that I would be on the top of Google for probably up to 90 days, correct?
No, I'll get you on the top of Google probably within 30, 45 days on some of the keywords, but all the keywords, it's going to take probably up to 90 on every single keyword. Yeah, it'll take up to 90 on all of them, but I'll start ranking you on some of them right away within 30 days. Because you have different keywords you're talking about. You have pressure washing, you have window cleaning, right? You have, driveway cleaning, gutter cleaning, right? Like all these different keywords. We're going to choose the top 15 keywords that relate to your business, right? And we're going to attack those keywords in the Santa Fe area to start getting you organically ranking. But that's why the Facebook ads really help while we're working on that. To help bring in calls even your first month, right, to help you get traction and ultimately get you, results that you're looking for, right? But so how the pricing breaks down is this, Andrew. What I was explaining to you is my ideal package, okay? My ideal package covers all three of the services, right, where you're on the first page of Google, on the map section under the business side, right? We run $100 in retargeting ads out of that package every single month on the Facebook platform, and then eventually getting you on the pay-per-leads, okay? Now, the first month on the ideal package breaks down to $549, and then it's $299 a month thereafter. The reason why the first month's a little more cost is we got to pay for your background check, and that covers for all the legwork to get those paper leads established. Okay. And then, like I said, it breaks down to $299 is your basic package every month. Okay. Out of that $299, how that breaks down, like I was saying, is $199 goes towards you getting on the first page of Google. And then the other $100 goes towards those retargeting ads on Facebook. That's that $299 package every month. Okay. The only additional cost is your paper leads. So let's fast forward. We're in May, right? You got pre-approved for the paper leads. You're now ready to start taking those paper leads. Okay. How that works, Andrew, is this, and there's a little more details, and that's why I'm trying to break it down, you know, bit by bit with you. Okay. You do have to prepay for 13 of those leads when the time comes. So once you get vetted and once you're ready to start taking those prepaid leads, right, we would sit down with you. So we're now in May. We're sitting down with you. You're vetted. Go say, all right, you're ready to go. Okay. We would sit down and be like, Andrew, okay, we got to prepay for the paper leads now. Okay. Obviously 13 times 28, $4. Okay. You would prepay for those 13 leads, and then you start drawing from that prepaid account, okay, where you can take as many as you like or as slowly as you like, okay? You have the ability to turn on and off those leads at any time. It's all with our dashboard and our tools, okay? So let's say it takes you, I don't know, a month and a half to get through those 13 leads, okay? Once you're done with the 13 leads, Andrew, it auto-reloads that 13 leads, okay? So if it takes you a month and a half, after that month and a half, it'll auto-reload another 13 leads, a 364, basically. Does that all kind of make sense, by the way?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So eventually you're working, like, we kind of crawl before we walk and then walk before we run, right? Eventually, like, if you decide to take, like, 13 you know, pay per leads in addition to my basic package, you know, you would be looking at 364 plus 299 would basically be your eventually ad spend on a monthly basis, which is like $663, right? So the cool thing is I have the ability to scale your business to whatever degree you want to go to. Again, back to what I was telling you earlier. I do have guys that spend $40,000 a month with me. No joke. I have some of the biggest companies in America with me, right? We've gotten these clients, right, one step at a time. So the one thing I will tell you, the ideal package focuses on both short-term and long-term growth, right? The short-term is with the $299 package, that will get you a good solid ROI on a month-to-month basis. Okay. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, typically my clients, Andrew, for every dollar they spend, get about $10 back. So that $299 ad spend, that's going to get you several thousands of dollars worth of work every month. Okay. But is that going to change the trajectory of your company? Is that going to make you $10,000 worth of business every month? No. Okay. You're spending $299, right? You're a businessman. You understand, you get what you spend, right? But if you want to get to a level of actually growing your business to that next level other than the $299, that's where those paper leads really come in handy. So when you do need those extra leads, you can have them, right, to turn on and off at any time.
I got a question for you. Is there a way you can write this up in an email and send it to me so I can send it to my accountant and have her go over it?
Sure,
will
I
tell
definitely.
Me
if, sure.
I would love that. Yeah, can you send it to me? Are you ready for my email address?
Yeah, give me a second. Yeah, what's your email?
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's reflections. And then separate word is Santa, third word is Fe, so reflections, santafe@gmail.com.
Gotcha. Okay, and break this down to me. I mean, obviously, you know, your accountant does accounting. Like, my dad was a CFO growing up and an accountant, too. So I know accountants and that they're all numbers and numbers. So I'm just trying to understand, why you're running this by an accountant. I mean, obviously the decision's obviously up to you, right? But I'm just trying to understand the logic there.
She's also on Google, and she will tell me because her business just hit, you know, she just hit best in Santa Fe, and she does the Google thing too. So I want to run it by her and see if it worked for her. Then she tells me to go ahead and do it, then I'll do it, you know, because she's done it. She's been in business 20 years. So,
yeah, I mean, I hear you. I mean, look, I mean, if you have to run stuff by that for you to make decisions, I get it, you know, but it's really going to come down to whether you and I can establish some trust between each other. You know, like there's a reason why I comfortably have 1400 clients personally speaking. I mean, we've been on TV. Extra Space Storage is the biggest storage unit company in America. That's my client, right? We have 4,400 locations with them. Vivid, who owns the Utah Jazz Arena, the basketball NBA team, right? Vivid, the home security company, is our client. So, you know, and then I'm going to send you a really good video right now, as well. In fact, I'm going to text you, right now. I want you to see this too. I'll film.
Yeah. And then if you can attach some of your reviews, I want to see what you got going on.
Yeah.
Anybody can
so we are trying to get a window cleaner in Santa Fe. I don't know if you know this or not. The reason why you got a call today is because somebody fell off the first page. So my company is actively calling window cleaners right now. Okay. Power washing guys, I crush on Google. In fact, I'm going to show you one of my power washing guys right now. In fact, I want you to go to Google. Do me a favor. Go to Google. I'm going to have you type in some keywords right now, and you can see my guy on Google. Go onto Google, and I want you to type in pressure washing.
Don't worry about it, my friend. I've done this before. I've gone through this whole spiel before.
I know, but I want you to show. I want you to see, like, I got a guy, like, he's super famous on TikTok. He's probably the biggest power washing company in America right now. That is my client. I want you to see.
I trust you, my friend. I don't got time to research other companies, my friend. Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, I just want you to see, like, how his presence is, how many five-star reviews I've been able to help him get. Like, I'm the full package here, too, right? So I'm going to give you a tool to help you get five-star reviews. Another thing I really focus on with my clients is how do you stand out? Anybody can, you know, a good company can get you on Google, Andrew, right? Get you on the first page, like a good SEO company. But it's like, how do you stand out amongst the crowd? All you guys have names and logos, but what's going to motivate somebody to want to call you over to the competition? And that's something I really focus with my clients on, and that is like getting a good photo of you, right? Standing out, right? And really utilizing that photo not only on your website, on your Google business profile, but on your Facebook ads, all of that, right? Really branding that photo really helps you stand out amongst the crowd. And that's something I really focus with my clients. So like I said, I am trying to get this position filled. That's why you got a call today, right? You know, my question to you is, what do you think it's going to make you comfortable? Again, I mean, your accountant could go anyway, right? You know, if I were to talk to my dad about this stuff, you know, and he's, you know, was probably one of the biggest CFOs in America, right? He's an accountant beyond degree, and he would know what to say, right? To be honest with you, because, you know, accountants, they just know spreadsheets and numbers and this and that, you know what I mean? So my question to you is, what do you think it's going to take for you to feel comfortable to move forward with me on this?
I don't know you, buddy, so I can't trust you.
Yeah.
You're just a salesman like the rest of them.
Okay. I hear you, and I respect that. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put a hold for today for you to, like, look through the information, okay? I want you to watch this video on my client, Lewis Pest Control. I took him from one van to 13 vans now in a year by using my services. And he gives the whole enchilada, right? My whole team interviewed him, right? And you can watch that video. If you're serious, email me back, okay? I'm going to give you a day. You know, if you're not serious, I'll just keep having my team call other guys in the area until we fill it. Fair enough?
Awesome. Fair enough, buddy.
All right, sir. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get this to you. My name's Matt Evans, by the way, Andrew. Look forward to hearing from you. You take care.
Thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.